Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. today before the U.S. President releases his Middle East peace plan this week. Mr. Trump's previously described it as the deal of the century. Its unveiling, though, has been delayed for months and is being boycotted by Palestinian leaders who say the Trump administration is terribly biased towards Israel. Now the U.S. is releasing the blueprint right before Israel tries to resolve its political deadlock with yet another election and before Mr. Netanyahu faces criminal charges. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
Facing an imminent corruption indictment and his third election in a year, Benjamin Netanyahu is still talking like the kind of winner President Trump admires. During the past 3 years, I held countless talks with President Trump, a huge friend of Israel, and with his team about these crucial interests, about our security, about our justice, he says. Tomorrow I'm going to meet President Trump, and on Tuesday, together with him, we will make history. Mr. Netanyahu's political rival, Benny Gantz, the former general who could soon be prime minister, has also been invited to the White House.
The peace plan devised by President Trump will go down in history as a meaningful landmark, mapping the way for the different players in the Middle East to finally move forward towards an historic and regional agreement.
Benjamin Netanyahu is promising to annex the Jordan Valley, a large part of the Palestinian territories occupied by Israel, as well as the Jewish settlements within the West Bank. The United Nations says such moves would entrench Israel's ongoing breaches of international law and would destroy any hope of a two-state solution to the conflict. But many observers expect Benjamin Netanyahu's promises will be approved of in the Trump peace plan.
It's an Israeli plan. It's Netanyahu's plan, packaged as American plan.
Mustafa Barghouti is a Palestinian activist and politician.
Unfortunately, it's a plan that will kill the two-state solution and substitutes it with a system of domination from Israel over Palestinians, a system of racial discrimination and apartheid.
The White House released what it called the economic component of the plan last year to a tepid response. The UN-recognized Palestinian leadership, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, has been boycotting the Trump process since the president recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Former Israeli peace negotiator Menachem Klein says the exclusion of the Palestinians means the plan cannot work.
It is a deal not with a Palestinian peace partner. It is a deal between two partners, Trump and Netanyahu, in order to help to succeed in the elections. Especially Netanyahu in Israel, he is in trouble.
Palestinian leaders are hoping the deal will be condemned by the wider international community and will be forgotten even more quickly than previous peace proposals. But there are no strong voices pushing for an alternative, and no one able to stop Israel's annexation from going ahead either. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchik reporting for AM.